What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hi there, it's time for another episode of News Bites. I'm Nancy Sun.
And I'm Kelly Kimura. Today's episode proves that every dog has its day, from saving lives to keeping everyone relaxed and happy.
And in today's tasty tidbit, did we make you yawn? Same goes for your dog.
So get ready for a barking good time, because all those stories are coming up next.
Top of Taiwan.
转职搜救犬立大功 Playful pup finds his calling.
Can you still be a hero if you fail? Roger proves that you can.
Roger is an 8-year-old Labrador retriever, Labrador. The dog is part of a search and rescue team with the Kaohsiung Fire Bureau.
After the magnitude 7.2 earthquake earlier this month,Roger was sent to help find missing people.
The quake caused many landslides, 土石流, and Roger and his handler, Lin Quanyuan, helped find the body of someone who was killed in a landslide in Taroko National Park.
Every life lost in the earthquake was a terrible tragedy.
But with Roger's help, the woman's family could give her a proper burial, 葬礼.Many people praised, 夸奖, all the amazing hard work of the rescue teams and dogs. But Roger wasn't always a search and rescue dog. In fact, Roger was supposed to be a drug-sniffing dog, 缉毒犬.
When he was a puppy, Roger went through special training.
He was supposed to help police find drugs, 毒品, but he was too playful.Roger 活泼又好动的个性让他无法专心嗅闻毒品而遭到淘汰。
But fun-loving Roger was perfect for another job, search and rescue. Trainers say Roger has lots of energy. This helps him keep going on long, hard searches for missing people.
Roger loves people and is friendly with strangers, 陌生人. This means he is happy to look for and find people.And Roger is smart and independent, 独立. He can move through new places and search where his handler can't go.
Roger was a very important part of the search and rescue mission at Taroko National Park.
And everyone saw Roger's playful side during an interview, 访问.
While his handler was talking with reporters, Roger tried to grab a microphone with his mouth. He thought it was a toy and made everyone laugh.
Roger has been working at the Kaohsiung Fire Bureau for many years now, but he is now getting close to retirement age, 退休的年纪. When he is 9 years old, he will retire, and the Bureau will find him a loving home.
Going Global.
伊斯坦堡机场治疗犬帮旅客舒缓压力。K9 crew calms passengers at Istanbul Airport.
Airports are busy places, and these places need a lot of workers to make everything run smoothly. Istanbul Airport is one of the busiest airports in the world. In fact, the airport served 76 million passengers last year, so they need a lot of workers.
Recently, the airport hired 5 new workers, but these workers are a bit different.They have 4 legs, lots of fur, and love belly rubs.
Istanbul Airport has hired a therapy dog team. These dogs walk around the airport with a human trainer.
And their job is to help travelers relax. 土耳其伊斯坦堡机场的治疗犬计划让5只受过训练的狗狗在机场上班跟旅客互动帮助大家舒缓压力。
They go through the airport and visit people. People can pet the dogs and play with them. The dogs are official airport employees. They have official badges and uniforms. The uniforms say, "Pet me" on the back.
And the dogs have a set schedule. The team takes turns to work from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day.
To get ready for duty, the team trained for a year. This is to help them get used to the airport environment and make sure they stay safe. And the dogs started working at the airport in February. Cookie, a gray dog with curly fur, is the team leader. He works hard, but also likes to take breaks.
And Alita is also on the team. She's a border collie, 边境牧羊犬, and she's very good at helping people calm down. The team also has a veterinarian, 兽医, to take care of them.
Many visitors have said they really enjoyed meeting the dogs.
The airport already has plans to expand the team. 伊斯丹堡机场已经计划将狗狗员工增加到10只。
The Recap.
So, in today's News Bites, Roger, the search and rescue dog, helped find missing people after a major earthquake in Taiwan this month. Roger actually failed training to be a drug-sniffing dog, but he is perfect for search and rescue work and is now a hero.
Roger has been working at the Kaohsiung Fire Bureau for many years now. When he is 9 years old, he will retire, and the bureau will find him a loving home. And Istanbul Airport has hired a therapy dog team. These dogs walk around the airport with a human trainer and help travelers relax. Many visitors have said they really enjoyed meeting the dogs. The airport already has plans to expand the team.
And now for today's tasty tidbit. Hey, pass it on.
We all know that seeing another person yawn can make us want to yawn too. It's like it's contagious, 会传染. But did you know that happens to dogs too?
Studies show that seeing or hearing another yawn can make dogs yawn too. This happens even if they see humans yawn, and especially if that human is their owner.
And that's today's episode of News Bites. If you have a fun fact, a joke, or news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites@icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode.
We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of News Bites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署 下次继续和您聊新闻 ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.